Bang.
Bang. Do you track?
I do.
Yeah?
Not everything.
Not everything.
Yeah. No, I'm tracking at the moment.
Yeah. I think from what I've seen, you tend to go through some waves, right? Like you'll track a little bit and then you'll have some more freestyle stuff going on, or are you pretty consistent with it?
If I... yeah. Actually, I do track. I have tracked all the time. And I've just... I guess it's a bit like... Like, say, you with your calories and stuff like that and your nutrition in general. Like, at a point, we all tracked a lot. And then, like, as you don't need to, you just do less and less and you know what's most important and you've got an understanding for your own self of what you need to track and what you don't.
Tends to become a bit more of a, like, an intrinsic thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do track all my primary movements and stuff in my programs, but... So, yeah, I do track.
How do you do it?
I do it on a spreadsheet. Ooh. Yeah, Google Sheet. So I have it in there and, you know, it's got the little columns, sets, reps, notes, tempo, freaking week, day, and I just go in there and do it. Yeah, so every session I'm either just noting it down after every set or at the end of like a superset or a little section of the workout, I'll go back and pop it all in. Sometimes I just do it all at the end. If it's not really that confusing, I can memorize it all and I can just stay in my session and then pop it straight down.
At the end of the session. At the end,
just lay it all down.
Yeah. And like, so I'm a bit more detailed with mine.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to like, I have a book.
Yes, the you book. Do.
I actually have many books, but we'll talk about the training one right now. I have a book.
Dealing Officeworks.
Officeworks, bro. I should be sponsored by fucking Moleskine. I've bought enough of their journals over the years. I keep a book on Sundays. I'll write out my like schedule for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a good idea of what I'm doing on what days and when and what my ideal reps and sets are. I have a quick revise of what I did the week before as well. Write it out, and then day to day, I'm just filling out the notes as I go, taking notes of like specifics. So, like you said, like I'm making notes of the reps, the sets, everything like that, but also how things are feeling.
Yep.
Usually, I'll take notes on like how I slept the day before, if I've just eaten, if I haven't eaten, all sorts of little bits that I find could affect the session as well.
Totally. I'd say I used to do that. And so you said you use paper and pen.
Paper and pen.
I did that at a time, and I have tracked. I've bounced between paper and pen or digital many times over the years. At the moment, I digitize. I do the same with like productivity and like how I run my days.
Yeah.
A combination of the two.
Of the two together.
Dilly dallying between them. At the moment, I'm quite digital. And I find that really good because it's everywhere I go and it's lightweight. But fuck, I loved paper. You know, I really love pen to paper.
Yeah, there's something notes. Pretty satisfying about that.
Totally.
Literally stopping and taking that sec to write the note. And yeah, I don't know. It helps me ingrain it as well. You know what I mean? Like, I don't read back my training notes very often. But because I've written something down, I tend to remember a bit better, I feel.
Yeah, for sure.
For me personally, when I write it down as a note, it doesn't tend to stick with me as well. Like it'll just clear my head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like how you said you plan your week, which is, I guess that helps with the tracking. Like when you know what you're doing, you have a program. I guess we should start there.
Yeah.
And not assume that listeners are
savvy on the way that we train.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I guess we follow programs and, you know, that program is written by ourselves or a coach.
Yep, whoever we're working with at that time.
Or if we're just programming for ourselves, we tend to write a program for ourselves and try and stick with that for a period of time because we know that we need to learn from, working on something repeatedly over time, not changing our workout every freaking session.
Yeah.
But even if you were doing every session and you were floating around, like it would still pay to track what the fuck you're doing if you
have the intention of getting better.
If you want to get better.
Yeah.
Tell us more about how you do things.
As in the like my day-to-day session tracking or?
So who's your coach?
Yep.
And how many days a week?
So I train 6 days a week, but it's closer to five. I'm training with Harry still. So Harry Williams, he's
Harry
my
Styles.
Coach. Harry Styles, yeah, exactly. He's telling me how to wear a dress that looks really, really good. And I didn't think I could pull it off, but he's got me making, like thinking I've got the calves for it now. It's great. No, yeah, so Harry, he'll be dropping into the gym next week, actually.
True.
Yeah, on Monday. So anyone, if you do see someone who looks like a hobo with longer hair than me, that's Harry. It's okay. I can say that because I also look like a hobo at the moment.
He's special. Like he's the hair, the beard.
Yeah, it's more of like a master vibe.
Yeah, that's
less
right.
Less hobo. So he writes the majority of my programming.
Yep.
He does my strength, my handstands and my mobility, but not my squatting or my running.
God. So how many sessions is he responsible for?
He's responsible for 5 days and probably 8 sessions.
Gotcha. Yeah. 5 days out of the 6.
Yeah.
And 8 sessions.
Yeah.
God, people are like, is that what I should be doing that
Definitely
much?
Not. No, definitely we'll not. Talk about that in a little bit on this episode, actually. But yeah, obviously as a coach, I've built up tolerance to more training. It's not like I started there. And one of the key ways that I was able to build that tolerance was by progressively overloading, which is why I track things the way I do. So I can make sure that I'm continually just getting a little bit better as we go.
Plus, you fucking love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you know, having a coach or knowing what the fuck you're doing, you know, helps you to plan out. You can actually train a lot. You're just not training the same thing all the time.
It's also that accountability, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Like I love having a coach and I love having a diary and a journal because I'm not in a class right now, right? Like it's the same reason I love doing the JB classes because it gave me that sense of accountability and that sense of like, here's a thing that I can progressively get better at as well.
So I guess with your busy schedule, like as in you've got lots of training to do,
well,
tracking is kind of essential because you will fucking forget because you're doing so much.
Yeah.
But if I look at a member, say, or a regular person who's only training 2 times a week, you've still got other shit that you're doing the day. Like you're working, you're a family person maybe, you're out there socializing and stuff. You're still going to forget stuff anyway with all the other shit that you're doing.
So this comes to the meat and potato of why I wanted to talk about this.
Okay.
Do you think it's essential for our members or for people who are training as just to get fit and live a good life to track?
It's never a straightforward answer. It depends.
In my opinion, it's very straightforward. It's a yes, but yes. I think we're going to have a little bit of a disagreement here.
Yeah. I guess, you know, with any training or training program, you have to figure out where the individual is at the time, and where they want to go. I only say that because for some people tracking can be negative straight away, or maybe they're just not even ready for that.
Yeah.
And maybe there are so many layers in this training thing, like I just need to get over not wanting to come and coming and building a habit to just come and do it, that maybe they don't need to track the actual weights that they're doing. And I give them a little bit of time to get used to just being here. Oh, well, you could say, let's track how much your attendance.
Yeah.
You could say that.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's an argument there. So, maybe not always to the same level of detail. Maybe it's really simple, but yeah, I guess yes. The answer is yes, to a degree.
Yeah.
I think it's important to do so. Like, and I guess there's the example there of, am I writing out, am I rating my session and writing all the little nuances of how I felt in a set? Or is it just simply tracking
that I did the class?
That I did it and I lasted 8 weeks or 6 weeks and I went twice a week. Yeah, you know, I think it is necessary.
Yeah, me too. I'm of the firm opinion that, well, one, that isn't measured isn't memorable and you can't remember it, right? Like if I'm doing 2 sessions a week and then 1 week I miss 1 session, but then the next 3 I hit 2 and then I miss 1, maybe I'm only remembering the ones I missed because I haven't been tracking it. And I'm like, man, I've let myself down X amount of weeks. But you don't actually have a number. Or vice versa, maybe you've missed heaps, but you feel like you've been training and you don't have that something tangible to be like, well, no, actually, pull your head out. This is what you've done. You've been responsible. You've been irresponsible.
Mm.
Yeah. So I definitely see value in measuring and tracking in at least some minor detail.
Mm. Yeah, me too. I'm asking myself that question in my head as you're talking. Because I will do, because there's also like the individual who loves training and doesn't feel right unless they're moving that week.
Yeah.
Like us. Or there's individual who are struggling to get to training and need that tracking to fill in that, to tick that box to keep them coming. I'm about to sneeze, but I can't make it happen.
Look up.
Staring at the clouds, it's like making my eyes water.
I just got a nice upshot of Paulie's nostrils.
Thanks. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's important for either person,
yeah.
I think, to a degree. Like, yeah, whether it be attendance or movement specifics or feeling. So yeah, can we talk about like what you track?
Yeah.
Is that where you want to go?
Yeah. I also thought, yeah, let's start there. Let's start there. So me personally, I track weight, I track reps. So basically any form of progressive overload, anything that's increased or decreased week to week, session to session. I'm looking to see if I'm still getting stronger from specific movements, to find out if I need to sub those movements out for other things. If like it's a skill-based movement, I'm seeing if I find the movement easier over week and can see trends, because sometimes you might have a bad session and that's fine. And that's an outlier. But if you're having bad session, bad session, bad session, bad session, well, it's good to know. So then you can be like, okay, well, what's the thing here that's causing me to stop progressing like I was before? And you can look back at that and be like, oh, well, here, I'm at this exercise, I'm still progressing, but maybe it's fucking me up, because by the time I do the next exercises, I'm not hitting any of the reps or sets that I'm supposed to.
Okay, so the basic variables, sets, reps, rest.
Complexity. So
oh.
Fancy science words.
Getting complex.
Complex. So like the difficulty of the movement, right? So as an example, pull-ups to weighted pull-ups to muscle-ups, right? This is a progressive variation of a movement, and as you get more competent, you make the movement harder by changing that sort of thing.
Oh, so yeah. So say, for instance, you're talking about body weight, changing the variation to make it heavier.
As plunge, just, open plunge.
Yeah. So really that's
it's intensity. Weight, yeah, intensity. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sets, reps, rest, intensity,
yep.
Which for people that means load,
mm-hmm.
in sports science speak.
Yep.
So intensity could be adding weight to the bar.
Yep.
Or in body weight training, changing the angle.
Yep. Which accounts for, like you said, load, but also yep. like a cognitive difficulty that's yep. put in that yes. wasn't there before, because you're trying to learn a new aspect of the skill.
A new position that yep. you have to get used to. And okay. Is there any other more basic foundational ones that you would track? Well, I said attendance,
yep.
you know, so it's like, what did I do that week? You know, and I think that's a really good basic one, which is, you know, a real ideal thing would be to plan your training on a Sunday.
Yep.
And go, okay, I'm coming to class, as simple as Monday night, Wednesday night and Friday morning.
Yep.
And then knowing, being able to look back 6 weeks later and see that you did that.
Yeah.
You know, for me, and I was thinking before, like my sessions, my attendance record is, well, it's on the spreadsheet, but it's also because I block it into my calendar.
Yeah.
So I can look back and click, you know, my Google Calendar training, show this only, and I'll be able to actually see that.
How many times you've hit the session.
Yeah. So I think that like attendance, two sessions during the week, as well as just sets, reps and intensity and rest, is a really good place to start.
If I was taking a complete complete beginner, they've just started training at JB's, they've never tracked anything before, I would do the attendance, and mm-hmm. then I'd actually probably part way with everything else for a little bit.
Yep.
And I'd say, hey, I want you to track attendance, and I want you to write like two sentences about how you felt before the session and how you felt after the session. And I think that's a really good place to start, because it's making you think about the way you're feeling, the sensation of your body pre-training and after training, and then monitoring that as you train over the weeks as well.
Nice. I used to do that too with the before and after.
Yep.
Can you please explain to folks like a bit more about why you would do something like that?
Yeah. Well, obviously, the more you train, the more you're aware of your body, and the more you're able to really feel out how you're feeling any session, right?
Yeah.
But even for myself, sometimes I might not be in my body at that time, right? Like maybe I've just finished classes and I'm looking at my day and I'm like, I've got to get into this session. I've got to start training. And if I don't take a minute to be like, hold on, let me just see how I'm actually feeling before I jump in and I do this sesh. So taking a sec, writing down some notes and just doing a little cross check, like, okay, wrists feel good, shoulders are a bit tight. Okay, I'm a bit tired because I underslept, all these sorts of things allow me to know where I should be putting my energy in my warm-up and then also my expectations managed for the session. Because if I've planned out this 7-set workout on Sunday and then I'm coming here underslept, late, running an hour and a half session into 40 minutes, I've got to reset those expectations or I'm just going to be disappointed at the end.
Fuck that.
Get it in.
It's only 7.
You've got to do those. You've got 45 minutes to do 2 hours of work. You can do it. Let's go.
Yeah. And that's great. Like, I used to love that. I used to call it energy rating and then readiness rating. There's probably some really fucking awesome ones out there.
Yeah.
That was just the one that I came up with. Is that all good?
Yeah, we're all good.
You know, and that was telling, it was telling myself when I look back, you know, if I can see a dip in, say, the numbers or something like that, it was just a reminder that I went into that session not feeling great. And I'd have some notes to the side, you know, whether it was didn't sleep well, low energy levels,
yeah,
or whether it was slept well. It's just that my X and Y is a little achy and therefore the confidence isn't there to lift this heavy shit or whatever.
Even to this day, that's the key thing I look for in my clients' programs is the notes section.
Yep.
Because the weight will usually go up week to week to week. The things that I'm looking for and the things I'm interested in are those little notes, the tidbits that tell the bigger story. And sometimes you'll see the note before you even see the weight decrease, but then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that explains that.
Sure.
Yeah, and then the afters. So I think it's important to check back in after the session and be like, oh, well, I did better than I thought I would do, even though I was tired and underslept, or man, I didn't really do as good as I thought. Why do I think that happened?
Hell yeah.
And just also like, do I feel good after the session? Do I feel like I've done the right thing?
Do I feel energized or am I fucked?
Or am I fucked?
Yeah.
Exactly. And neither of those are wrong. It just depends on what your desired outcome was.
Totally right. And I think that's the good point that the tracking is in the name of progress because there's an agreement that everyone wants to get better at a thing.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. We're also here to make friends, but mainly we're here to progress.
Fucking savages.
Basically. But it's just a measurement that you can make an informed decision on what to do next or you can learn from. And it's going to what you said, the Drucker thing. It's what gets measured gets managed. It's not like what gets measured goes up all the time.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's more, it helps you learn those lessons. It gives you that reflective moment. And I think you said it before, like, it's not like you pore over the notes and actually go back to them like over the months all the time and read them back. But it's just that moment of writing it often
makes you think about what you're actually doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And it helps you to do what you need to do next.
Yeah.
Like the next step.
Here's another question for you.
Mm.
What about overtracking? Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I'm assuming I know what you mean, but I had a time where I was tracking too much. Just fucking the flow of my workout was shit.
Yep.
Went too long and I wasn't going to let that happen. I've seen it with other people where they like write too much in between sets. And I think that, you know, I'm a more intuitive type of mover, I would say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that that has problems. It's problematic as well.
It's fucked me up so much before. Really? Yeah, because like, as you're aware, I'm very systems and processes driven. So I like to have everything where it's supposed to be and do everything to the point where it's like, oh, well, if it says I'm going to do 4 sets, I'm going to do 4 sets. And like, it doesn't matter what I'm feeling. Just do the thing, right? Or seeing you or some of the other coaches doing something and wanting to jump in but be like, well, it's not in my program. Can't do that. Right?
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
And so I think it's super important to always, when we're talking about tracking and the advantages, like you can definitely overdo it, just like you do. You can overdo anything, right?
Yeah.
You still should allow some leeway there. It's like have this structure and a bit of rigidity to build your base on, especially as you're starting and you're getting new. And then, like you've said throughout this conversation, as you get a little bit more with the flow of it, you can be more intuitive and you can allow for those play sessions as well. So I know like now at least once every 3 weeks, I do more of like a bro sesh. I call it, where I'm just like coming in to shift some tin and throw some weights around and have a bit more fun. And it doesn't matter exactly what my session says I'm doing that day. It's like, oh, I'm just going to go to failure.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'm going to have to play with this, or I'll add an extra 10 kilos.
Yep, yep. Yeah. So I'm just thinking, if we go back to the member, say,
yep,
what's the recommendation?
I would say everyone should be tracking in some form. We think it's important. As for the method of tracking, it really comes down to the individual.
Yep,
what's going to work better for you?
Yes.
Using the phone, using a spreadsheet, using pen and paper. It's finding what's going to help you keep track while also keeping you engaged in the workout and not pulling you out of it. Then some key metrics. Now, key metrics depending on what your specific goals are. So like we said, I think that a good starting place is the how many sessions are you hitting? How do you feel before the session and then after the session? And then as you become a little bit more familiar with training and everything, some simple metrics, weight, rest, reps, sets, the stuff that you can really see progress over the weeks as well. And the stuff that's really easy to track with the class format as well, because we have set reps, set sets that we ask people to do. And usually they do say, hey, increase by X amount or increase by this percentage of weight.
Yeah.
And it can be real easy to be like, oh, I think I did 60 kilos last week. I'll do 65 when you did 70 kilos last week.
Yes, yeah.
So just that quick sec to be like, okay, I did 70 kilos last week. I've got it here on my phone or in my book. I'm going to do 72.5 this week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty simple. There's an art form to tracking as well, like especially if you're going to do, well, whether you spreadsheet or like digital or on paper, you don't get it right the first go.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a bit messy, or you waste a bit of space on the paper. But the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah, and it's going to be an ever-adapting art form too. Yeah. Right? Like you're never going to have a system that you follow forever.
Yeah, and but I just love the tracking book or spreadsheet when the numbers are there and when you kind of got – I love a spreadsheet. And I love just I love kind of written design and magazines. I just like how it looks on a page when you've written something over weeks and weeks, over a few pages where you've come back and given a little bit to it. It just looks fucking awesome.
I will say,
when you go back and go, oh, I did all that shit.
Although I am a pen and paper guy, there is something really nice about seeing like 12 weeks next to each other and seeing like 10 to 15 to 20 to 25. And you're like, yeah, fuck yeah. Okay. You get to see that little increase across the tabs. It's pretty nice.
And, you know, you get better at like what to write down, what not to write down. So I'm thinking about if there's any members listening to this, it is individual, you know. We've got some broad recommendations.
Yeah.
I'd be so happy to just chat with someone, figure out, you know, what's better for you, digital or paper. Okay, with this, what are you training at the moment? And just show you an example. So like if lift is your thing, okay, well, this is the cycle.
This is what I'd track.
This is what I'd track and this is what you do. And it's individual. So I don't want to do so much that it weighs in a negative way to you.
Yep.
But it's just enough that you can move forward on it.
I think that's a really good point to make, is like you are in a gym full of coaches and individuals who might already be tracking. So come to us and ask, hey, this is what I'm trying to achieve. What would you recommend that I track? Or if you see like one of your fellow members out here writing in their journal or typing in their phone, ask them about it, because you might get some piece of gold from them that we didn't even mention as well.
Fuck yeah. Because there's people doing it in class.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm sure there's members listening to this going, oh, I see them doing it. And I'm kind of like, oh, I feel a bit like I should. Or what are they doing? Just go and ask them.
Yeah.
Or just come and ask us. Damn it. That's what we're here for.
I want to end by saying nothing makes me more proud of this space than when I do see someone taking that accountability. I think that is some of the coolest stuff ever. When you see someone who hasn't necessarily been told, hey, you have to track this, take a sec and physically like take that responsibility on and be like, I'm going to do this for me because I want to be on top of what I'm doing.
It's definitely one of those things that gets a shout out because it is a big step in how someone is taking ownership. The other day was Frank Glass. You guys told me he came in to do the lift program in Open Gym. To me, that's a huge step from where he started.
Yeah.
Which is just attending, just trying to walk through the roller doors, you know, and get it done. Now he's like taking it in his own hands and looking at his consistency and wanting to see, it's just such a big
thing. It's great, right? Because he was so consistent every Wednesday. He's coming to the Wednesday AMs with me.
Yeah.
And then exactly that. He's like, oh, I can't make this Wednesday. He's like, oh, call Dills. I'll let him know. And then he came in and did it and Sam saw him. It's fantastic. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And then he was back today as well. So it was good. It's good to like, and he was still keeping up with the people he was lifting with because he came in and he's like, hey, I'm responsible for this session. I'm going to get it done. So that next week I can lift with my lifting buddies and still have the same level that I want.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What if any, what's the resistance that you find you get when people are like, oh, I'm there on the track. Oh, tracking, no, I tried tracking, I hate it.
I just think you either haven't found the way that works for you or you want to be, this is going to sound harsh, you're choosing to be a beginner forever. It's, to me, that's what it is, right? Like, there's a difference between becoming good at a thing and being an expert, right? And that difference is taking that accountability, recording something, and actually seeing that you're progressing. The example that I'm going to use, and this is a bit harsh, but it is what it is. Is
be harsh, dude.
There's, fuck, it's who I am. I got to do it, right? Fucking bring it out of me, Fawley. There's 80% of the people who go to regular gyms, and they stick to lifting the same weight for the next 30 years. That's not what our gym's about. We don't want old mate Joe Blow who comes in and says, 10 kilos, that's the weight I lift, right? No, I don't want you to be consigned to a weight. The idea is you get stronger, whether that is that you're lifting heavier, you're doing more reps, you're doing a harder exercise, you are getting better at a thing. Because if you're not getting better, the fucking truth is that you're getting worse. Because as we get older, as things change, there's no such thing as just staying where you are.
Dylan, that wasn't even that harsh. There's more in there.
There is, but that's enough.
We're going to wait like 5 or 6, maybe 10 episodes before the real dragon comes out.
Before I'm like, you fucking disgrace. I hate the way that you train. You just like, you show up, no accountability, fucking do better.
If you don't have a pen behind your ear while you're doing those back squats, ready to write those notes.
Why are you even
get here? Out of here.
I'll find you a new gym.
Yeah, yeah. Some sort of tracking.
Yeah.
It's important, however small.
That's it, folks. Track your workouts. Figure out what works for you. It doesn't need to be what works for us, but obviously the reason that we've mentioned these things is because we've tried and tested them over the years. So they're pretty low-hanging fruit. Start there and go and do it.
Come and see us if you need help.
Yep.
Or any of the coaches or anyone that is tracking in the gym, you see that, just go and ask them.
All right. Peace.
See you, bro.